Terry Brands joins us. Terry, the big story, of course, out there is whether or not USA Wrestling is better for having Coach John Smith and Coach Terry Brands leading the charge. What are your thoughts? Can Coach Terry Brands and Coach John Smith coexist to better Team USA?
For sure. I think a lot of that speculation, and I think it's crazy. I don't know where it's coming from. Tremendous respect for the guy, and when I was at Chattanooga, he always allowed me to come there and wrestle, and I wanted to wrestle against the best programs in the country, and he allowed that, and he obviously on record is the, you know, the most credentialed athlete that we have in this country from an international point of view. So, you know, me being there is going to help me learn as well as help maybe him learn too, I would like to think, and then hopefully rub off on the rest of the guys. And that's ultimately going to be up to them.
And when we talked to Zeke Jones, we asked Zeke, you know, is it John's decision? How did it go down? He said, well, John Smith, we asked John Smith who he wanted, and he said, hands down, Terry Brands. So I'd say that's John's word. Your word, same thing. Do you think that this is just those true blue fans out there that are trying to stir up a little collegiate heat before the season?
Maybe. Maybe it's stuff to sell and this type of thing. I don't know. Maybe it's, like I said, it's just speculation out there. But, you know, we're going to have our times, too, in the corners, and we're going to have our times when Iowa and Oklahoma State go, and that's going to be because I'm a competitor, and, you know, I think he is, too. So it's not going to make a difference as far as our relationship, you know, when we're in Russia trying to accomplish the same things together.
Russia is, of course, the team that you and everybody else that has wrestled on the international stage, that's who everybody points to. They've literally won a lot compared to us, and our goal now is to achieve what they've done and do so in grand style, representing the United States of America. Knowing what you know of this makeup of this team, what are your thoughts of this team? Not anybody in specific, but overall, is this a team that's prepared?
You're talking about the USA team here, right?
That's correct.
Because you let in with the Russians, so I was going to answer that as from a Russian perspective. But from a U.S. perspective, I think we have four or five individuals that can go to the legs and score. And that's important with the way the rules are set up. I think it's very important that we have guys that can stop and defend and counterattack leg attacks also, and I think we're headed that way. Do I feel real good about it right now? I don't know, but I didn't feel good about our own lineup here at Iowa, you know, 2 weeks out of the NCAA tournament, the day after the Big Ten. So I think that's just me being a cautious and competitive coach and making sure that we use every ounce of time that we have left to get these guys ready. But ultimately, in a relaxed state and my mind really relaxed and thinking, I think that we're in a situation where we're going to be ready to go.
And is this the team, and I'm sure it'll change, we had, what, five new faces this year, maybe four new faces next year as we head to the 2012 Olympics in London, England. Is this the way it should be? Are we in a prime position for that?
Again, new faces, it's hard for me to answer that because I don't look at it that way. I look at it as these guys are winners. Even the new, quote-unquote, new guys, they still know how to win. Or they wouldn't be here. They've won in this country, and you and I both know that there's been, you know, a significant or a fair amount, I should say, of people that have been on World and Olympic teams from the U.S. that have won World and Olympic gold medals. So these guys are capable. Now, the key to me, and this is where I think maybe my dimension adds a lot to the staff, is I think it's mental. I think it's a mental belief that has to happen within each individual, and maybe Coach Jones thinks it's more technical type, strategical type stuff. So, you know, I just don't see it that way, and I think that's why we're pretty compatible working together. And the same with John, he sees it maybe a little different than I do, and a little different than Coach Jones does. So, I think when you add all three of those perspectives in there, and if we can each one of us accomplish our task going forward with his team, I think we're going to be a real tough team to beat. No question on that. The key, again, to me is what do these guys think? What does Obi Blanc all the way up to Les Sigmund, what do they think? They're both winners, and everybody in between, they're all winners. So what are they thinking? What's their opinion of themselves, that type of thing?
Terry Brands joins us. Terry, the email that was sent out by one of the Russian coaches said that they were pretty confident that they would win four or five gold medals. I don't recall the weight classes, but I think he even named the weight classes. Is that overconfidence going in, or is he doing what we need to be doing, and that's maybe playing some mental games?
I think it's a fact coming from him. I think he really believes that. I don't think he's playing intimidation to the rest of the world, and I don't think he's playing head games with his own team. I think he's stating a mere fact from his perspective based on what they've done in the past. So, again, I'm not real interested in what he thinks. And, you know, we've had our meetings on the mat. And, you know, the funny thing is with that is when they go our way, they're not friendly, and when they go their way, then they want to be your best friend. So I look forward to it. And you know what? As far as him saying that, that's fine. And he's got a platform to stand on, and he has probably a place to be able to say that, whereas maybe we can't right now. But I could say that and really believe it. We just haven't done it in the past, you know, 8, 9, 10 years. So, you know, therein lies the difference. They have the proven track record over the last 10 years or so, and especially, you know, 04 to 08, and then even last year, I mean, my gosh, something like an average of 4-point-something gold medals out of every weight class over those years. And so, you know, why can't he say that? That's where I'm at with it. It doesn't mean anything to me, but at the same time, he's holding his lineup accountable. He's telling them what is expected based on what they've done in the past.
Terry Brands, does Terry Brands and John Smith, Zeke Jones, do they do the same? Do they ask their lineup to be accountable to expectations?
I know I do. I know I do. And we had a situation in camp where one of the guys that I guess I'm not close with was walking off the mat. He wasn't done with his workout yet. He was frustrated. He was walking off the mat. And I hollered at his name and ran over and shoved him back into the mat. And, you know, that's where I believe we're going to make up. Is if we turn a blind eye to that situation, then we're going to have problems. But being able to be in there and all three of us and the other individual coaches with whoever's there with their individual guys working and to hold these guys accountable, we're gonna be on track. And I think that Coach Jones does a good job with that, and I think John Smith does a good job with that. So I would say the answer to that, especially from where I'm at, is a resounding yes. And from what I've seen with those guys, I think we're on track. I mean, I like the staff, and I think it's very diverse in the way, like I mentioned earlier, with the way that we think and the way that we believe people need to be in order to win.
So let's circle back to the very beginning of our conversation. Can John Smith and Terry Brands coexist to aid Team USA? One more time, is that a resounding yes?
If we're tough enough to make it happen, then doggone right. And I think John Smith is certainly tough enough.